And welcome back to JR Morning on this Thursday morning. Lloyd Jackson in the studio with me.
And yes, sir.
The Tigers, they just wrapped up a series with the Red Sox, and it's good to get them out of town.
It really is.
Still a game back.
No,
it wasn't good for us. Johnny Cain is the great voice, one of the great, great sports personalities here in the city of Detroit. We have the pleasure of listening to him throughout the season with the Tigers, and he joins us now. Johnny, good to have you here on JR Morning.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. I appreciate the warm welcome. Yeah, always good to be on with you guys.
The Tigers just wrapped up a series, yet they lose 3 to the Red Sox at home, yet still only a game back. Some injuries have jumped into the fray, as it does with most any team throughout the season. You never like to see your ace go down for a period of time, but as you look at where we're at in this season, coming off this series, there's still a lot to be excited about for the 26 campaign.
Yeah, I think, I always talk about perspective and a lot of things. And like, I love baseball. I know you love baseball. Lloyd, I'm sure you love
yes.
baseball. You know, you do have to have perspective on things. And look, like, you don't want to get swept by Boston for sure. You'd like to see the offense do a little bit more. You don't make excuses. Like, nobody feels sorry for you. But the fact of the matter is, I mean, you've had to weather this early storm. You played 1/5 of the season. You're 2 games under 500. You're a game out of first place. And if you look across baseball, and obviously we're zoomed in here on Detroit, mm-hmm. But there's 2 teams in baseball that have above 500 records in the American League. Think about that. The Yankees and the Rays. Everybody else is hovering around 500 or below. That's it. So when you have perspective on it, if you say, okay, we've got a full clip, we're completely healthy, and we're not winning enough games, okay, then you could make a case that way. But you've got 14 guys on the IL. Your ace is down. You just had the suspension for Framber Valdez. Mm-hmm. Justin Verlander hasn't pitched. Casey Mize is still working his way back. You have one healthy starter who threw last night in Jack Flaherty. So I just think perspective is looking at it and say, can we tread water long enough, okay, in the first month of May? Can you tread water and still be in it, not lose too much ground, and still have a chance? I don't think the season is lost. I think there's so much excitement going into the year, and I get it. Like, I'm a fan too.
Right.
You're excited. You want to play great ball. You want to, stack wins and create some distance, between you and everybody else in the Central. But that hasn't played out. But you've still got a race to run. You still have 4/5 of the year left to go. And if you're able to get these bodies back in, back healthy, then let's see what it looks like and then make an assessment. But I understand. I mean, I get it. There's a little bit of frustration, but there's a lot of people around baseball that are looking at their teams and saying, hey, man, what if? Well, you just got to continue to deal with what you've got right now. And the fact of the matter is, you're a game out of first place in spite of everything that's happened at this point.
Yeah, but when your ace goes down, does it become a next man up situation, or does the front office need to get aggressive and make some type of move?
Well, that's tough. I mean, I think when you look at what they built going into the season, and again, it's like if ifs and buts, with candy and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas. But, they haven't been able to stay healthy, so you haven't had that full locked-in starting five. Like, Troy Melton will help this team when he's able to come back, and you insert him into the rotation. I think there's enough arms depth-wise. I don't think they'll act hastily to go and get somebody, prematurely. If Tarek's going to be out, and again, it's just speculative, say it's around 2 months, right? Can you – so how many starts is that over, every fifth day over 2 months? Can you weather it every fifth day and say, we're good enough, but we can still hang in? That's what I think. And then, again, when you start adding – like, Kader Montero has been a huge blessing, right? So you have another guy that's been able to slot in when Verlander's been down. Verlander is back. Mize is back. Troy Melton eventually works his way back. Maybe late in the year, Jackson Job. I think they still have enough starting pitching as stated, but you've just got to continue to weather it right now.
I think a lot of times you see situations like this, and I have at Michigan State, where the star goes down, the ace goes down, and everybody else has to elevate, kind of what you were referring to, Lloyd. Everybody has to elevate the game, and in some cases it can help a team be stronger, because everyone else who's maybe subconsciously stayed back a little bit because Tarek's on the mound,
yeah,
Now they know they got to play, and when he comes back, you have the potential to have a team that's even stronger.
Yeah, I mean, look, the starting pitching is going to carry the day, and so you have to have it. But at the end of the day, like a game like last night, you know, you didn't score a run. So you have to score runs to win games, too, in this game. And so even with Scooble going down, when it's an everyday guy, you know, if it's an everyday player, you know, let's say if somebody was valuable to your offense every day, you lose that type of production, and now it's like, okay, you really got to elevate and step up. This bullpen's been able to keep it together. They've had to go back to this, you know, the pitching chaos, which was a legitimate strategy 3 years ago, because they didn't have the quality depth that they do now. But they've been able to supplement, you know, like we had two bullpen days back to back, and you were able to get innings, not just eat innings, but like have some quality depth in your pen. So there's some different ways, you know, it's not always going to look the way you initially drew it up, but you've got enough arms where you can sustain it. But they've got to, you know, the offense has to get going a little bit here, you know, and put pressure on it that way. You know, last night with Jack Flaherty, only had the two earned runs, which were allowed. And if you go five innings from your starter and you give up two earned, you know, you feel good if your offense is there to pick you up a little bit, then you could win that game.
Johnny, I just got about 30 seconds. Pistons tonight down at LCA. They take game two?
They're taking game two. Why not? It's a super competitive series throughout the year. They split in the regular season. I thought it was a statement game in game one. I see no reason to believe that guys like Tobias Harris, Cade Cunningham, aren't going to have a big night tonight. And how about let's get a big game from Jalen Duren tonight and go up 2-0 on the Cavs.
That's I can make no comment working for Dan Gilbert. great to have you with us, but I love my Pistons too. Johnny Kane, you're the best. Detroit's blessed to have you, and we'll be back after the top of the hour here on JR Morning.